Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Welcome to the podcast for the week of May 18th. A theme for this week is Let Life Live Through You. The main astrological energies you're dancing with, we all are dancing with, has to do with the sign of Gemini and Pisces. Remember, the zodiac signs are energetic expressions and the planets are archetypal characters. As the planets move around the solar system from our perspective, they're moving around us from against a backdrop of the zodiac signs, which are a grouping of star patterns. Gemini is an air sign. The element of air is about the mind and ideas. Gemini wants diversity, change, conversation, likes to play devil's advocate. It's very curious. Pisces is a deep water sign. It wants to connect on a soul level. It's very empathetic, very compassionate, and one of its main challenges is lack of boundaries. There's an emerging with that is both very holy and sacred and also overwhelming. Both Gemini and Pisces are what are called mutable signs in astrology. It means they're very adaptive and fluid and changeable. Now, we have many planets this week where we have what's called a Gemini-Pisces square. Some planet is in Gemini, 90 degrees away from some planet in Pisces. 90 degrees is the square. And they're what's called a first quarter square. Don't worry about the technology of what I'm saying, the technical. A first quarter square means action has to be taken. Fish or cut bait. Make a choice. And so you have these deep feelings of Pisces, and then some part of you says, okay, now Gemini, I need to go in a direction. I need to have an idea. I need to go forward with this. I need to communicate that. So have a lot of compassion for yourself this week. Because the other big energy that we're all traveling with is Venus being retrograde in Gemini, which I mentioned in previous podcasts. Venus is retrograde in Gemini from April 3rd until August 7th. 4 months. That's a long time. Whenever a planet is retrograde, there is this call for review, redefining. That's a big time out. And Venus is a huge archetypal energy. It's the lover archetype. Has to do with what we call in shorthand love, money, and values. Your relationships, your core relationships of all kinds, including with yourself. Money, in quotation marks, your stewardship of resources. Values, what's important to you. Self-worth. So there's this big four-month review period. Totally fits with the pandemic era because we're all in a huge tumultuous tumble. What relationships are important now? How do I be in relationship with sheltering in place rules? And then when we come to money and finances, everything topsy-turvy. How do I steward my life resources now in these times? Values. What's really important to me? As we've been sheltering in place, as we've been forced to be at home with family and ourselves, are you undergoing a huge reevaluation of what is most important to you? Do you ever want to go back to normal? Are you getting a chance to say, whoa, normal wasn't so good for anybody, particularly the disenfranchised in our countries, the marginalized? So Venus in Gemini is giving this opportunity for a big review. And then this week, several planets in the conversation with Gemini and Pisces are saying, what are the deep feelings that are really here? What is it you're not paying attention to? What's the unconscious patterning that wants to be looked at and honored and made part of the conversation? So we begin on Wednesday, May 20th. Venus is squaring Neptune. Venus in Gemini retrograde squaring Neptune in Pisces. I mentioned this before. This is a longer cycle Venus squaring Neptune three times, and it started on May 3rd and goes all the way till July 27th. So a good 2.5, almost 3 month gig. What does this mean? When Venus squares Neptune, the archetype of the lover, the relational one, is in tension with the archetype of the dreamer, the mystic, the visionary, Neptune. This can be actually quite powerful because it challenges us to really be aware of our deepest values and beliefs and to articulate them, Gemini, to express them, to live them. The challenge can be with Venus and Neptune together in some way is we go into an ungrounded idealism, rose-colored glasses. We pretend things are not happening. We pretend we don't hear what we heard. We pretend we didn't have that thought. And so it's important to be with the compassion and the call to value, Venus, your deeper beliefs, your visions. You know, what are you hoping happens amidst all the dire challenges of this time? And to guard against going to sleep and ignoring what your heart really tells you is true. And then on Friday, May 22nd, we have three big cycles that involve Gemini and Pisces. First one is the new moon. The new moon is at 3 degrees of Gemini. That means the sun and moon are together in the heavens. And the sun is the archetype of the hero or the heroine. It's your conscious self, you know, and the journey you're on, the hero heroine's journey or the being's journey, not to genderize it. And the moon is the instinctive nurturer. This is the archetype, the character in you that has to do with deep feeling and care and nurturance and wanting to belong. When we have a new moon, we're seeding something, personally and collectively. It's a new moon in Gemini. Okay, let's think outside the box. Let's have new ideas. Let's have real conversation rather than being caught in polarization and marginalizing the other. Now, this new moon of the sun and moon in Gemini is squaring Mars in Pisces. Here's again that theme of Gemini and Pisces talking to each other. Mars is the warrior, warrioress, active one in us. It's the holy yang. It's the advocate. And when it's in its wounded place, it's the aggressive, violent one. The challenge when Mars is in Pisces is the archetype itself wants to move forward. It wants direction and purpose. It wants to stand up, wants to fight a battle. Pisces, being a very intuitive, watery, non-cognitive sign, means often when Mars is in Pisces, we get caught in being pissed off or angry, and we don't even know why we're angry. Because some unconscious part of us, Pisces, is getting activated. And rather than take the time to really feel the feelings and understand, we just blurt out or we just, you know, be resentful or we push against someone. The new moon in Gemini, the sun and moon, being in relationship with Mars, sets us up for the next month to say, this is a lunar cycle that's asking us to pay attention to our deeper feelings. And when we get reactive and when we get pissed, before you open your mouth and you say something you don't really want to say, or you do something harmful to yourself, stop and listen. What is really going on here? Okay, what is really going on here? It's not about the external. And yes, there's plenty to be angry about in the external. But ultimately, it's about what is happening in my own deep waters and how do I consciously express that, articulate, make changes. Because with that day on Friday, May 22nd, Mercury in Gemini is squaring Neptune in Pisces. So it repeats this theme, Mercury as the communicator archetype, our ideas, our mind, how we bridge situations, people, ideas. Mercury wants to express. It's in Gemini, has a lot to say, wants lots of different ideas. Let's talk, shall we? The square to Neptune says, let's talk about the deeper feelings. Let's talk about the deeper compassion that's happening. What about all the suffering in the world now? All the people in deep, dire straits and suffering with the situation of the pandemic crisis. Can we talk? Can we talk about what really has purpose and meaning? What is our vision of who we're going to be as a people, as countries, as families, as individuals? So Mercury adds to that. And then also on that day, Friday, May 22nd, Venus is conjunct Mercury in Gemini. That means they're together in the heavens. And when planets come together, that means those two archetypes inside of you want some kind of connection and union. So you have the relational one, the lover, Venus, and the communicator, Mercury. It's time to really express your values. Have those hard and good conversations with your beloveds, Gemini. Okay, talk, really talk about what's present. and also be open to new ideas, new ways to relate with yourself and the world, and be willing to consider someone else's point of view sincerely. It's like, open your mind. Value everybody's voice. Every part of you belongs. Every part of the world belongs. Even if you want to push away and say they're evil, they are part of our life journey. Let life live through you, all parts of you, okay? And then finally, we have to remember that that Venus retrograde in Gemini is an ongoing journey until early August. So pace yourself. Be really resource yourself inside and out so that you can still be open to all the opportunities for change in your thinking. Be curious. Be open to seeing the points of view that you in the past maybe wanted to push away. So it's a long, big week, like so many of them now. We are in the shoot. We are in the deep alchemical mix, and it's part of our soul growth. And do whatever you need to do to resource and support and love yourself so that you can be available to live in this world and live with yourself and what's happening. Be deeply compassionate. That's one of the great gifts of Pisces. Be compassionate to yourself, your loved ones, your enemies, the world. Because we're all in it together, you know that. And don't be afraid. I leave you with this poem by Roger Keyes called Hokusei Says. Hokusei says, look carefully. He says, pay attention, notice. He says, keep looking, stay curious. He says, there is no end to seeing. He says, look forward to getting old. He says, keep changing. You just get more who you really are. He says, get stuck, accept it. Repeat yourself as long as it is interesting. He says, keep doing what you love. He says, keep praying. He says, every one of us is a child. Every one of us is ancient. Every one of us has a body. He says, every one of us is frightened. He says, every one of us has to find a way to live with fear. He says, everything is alive. Shells, buildings, people, fish, mountains, trees, wood is alive. Water is alive. Everything has its own life. Everything lives inside us. He says, live with the world inside you. He says, it doesn't matter if you draw or write books. It doesn't matter if you saw wood or catch fish. It doesn't matter if you sit at home and stare at the ants on your veranda or the shadows of the trees and grasses in your garden. It matters that you care. It matters that you feel. It matters that you notice. It matters that life lives through you. Contentment is life living through you. Joy is life living through you. Satisfaction and strength is life living through you. He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Love, feel, let life take you by the hand. Let life live through you. Roger Keyes. Thank you. Be kind to yourself and others this week.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.